You are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. We've got a hell of a show for a Monday morning. We've got a lot going on in Bachelor Nation over the weekend. We've got some pop culture news. We've got some sports news. Going to go over a couple of the college football games. But a lot going on in Bachelor Nation that's going to take up most of today's Daily Roundup. We will get to that momentarily. This podcast is also brought to you by Dame Products. Dame's intuitive introductory vibrator, The Dip. Whether Dip is your first vibrator or the toy that helps you rediscover what feels good for you, it's designed to be unintimidating and to encourage pleasure exploration without shame. Go to dameproducts.com, use code REALITYSTEVE to take 15% off your first order. That's dameproducts.com. Use code REALITYSTEVE to take 15% off your first order. All right, let's get down to business. You know what's funny is that some of you are waiting on pins and needles to see what I have to say about the news this weekend, and some of you probably have absolutely no clue what I'm talking about. So there's two different audiences here. So the uninformed, I am going to get you up to date. All right, so the story goes like this. Over the weekend, there was a TikTok account, and you know what? Let me give them credit. I should have had this prepared. Sorry. Anna Christine, her TikTok account is Anna. How do I mute this? Anna.Christine with two E's. She posted that she is in Italy, and the caption says, "When you are at the Colosseum and see Greg Grippo and Victoria F. from Bachelor Nation." And then she did a panoramic view of it, but we couldn't see anything. There wasn't, Greg and Victoria weren't in it. And then a picture was sent to Dave Neal, and Dave did a video on his YouTube channel dissecting, is it Victoria, is it Greg, could it possibly be Johnny, what's going on here? Dave and I had a lot of conversations over this weekend, a lot of voice messages back to back, back and forth to each other. So here's what I'm going to say. I think there's a lot of things at play here, and I think there's three main things that we can be talking about, and not all of them have to be true or related to this TikTok. The first thing is that, are Victoria and Johnny even together anymore? Number two, if they're not, is Victoria seeing, talking to, dating Greg Grippo? And number three, were Victoria and Greg Grippo, or are Victoria and Greg Grippo in Italy this past weekend, and was that TikToker correct? Not all three have to be a yes, but here's what I can tell you. Back on September 15th, I got a DM saying that Johnny and Victoria had broken up. And that DM, which I shared with Dave, I'm not making this up 6 weeks, 7 weeks after the fact, I shared it with Dave and I said, look, this is what I was told 6 weeks ago. And they said on September 15th, it had happened a week prior. And I'm like, okay. But that person that sent it to me, when I started asking follow-up questions, they couldn't give me any sort of hard proof. It was just, hey, this is what happened. Some people in the know that I know about it. And I was like, okay. But have I said post September 15th that Johnny and Victoria were still together? Absolutely. And here's why. Two reasons, and I can tell you flat out what they are. Number one, I didn't have concrete evidence. I'm not going to run with rumors anymore. I've told you that since a year and a half now. I've told you I'm not running with rumors anymore. If they could have provided me any substantial proof, I would have run with it. And they couldn't. Didn't mean it wasn't true. It's just that I wasn't going to run with it. And number two, it's a story involving Victoria Fuller. We all know what I reported back. I know it was a long time ago, 2.5 years, but people still seem to think I have like this vendetta against Victoria Fuller, which I don't. I reported stuff that was true back in February of 2020. Like, that's how long ago the Victoria stuff was. I haven't brought her name up since. I have no vendetta against her. However, that was probably the last story that I ever did where I had negative information about a contestant and did not provide any sort of receipts or evidence. However, just because I didn't provide receipts and evidence doesn't mean it wasn't true. And I'll stand by that story. I'm sorry. There were people that I spoke to that didn't want to be part of the story. what would happen now. Now, what I can tell you is this is what would be different. If that exact thing played out the way it did today, and someone came to me today and said, all the stuff that I heard and all the people that I talked to behind the scenes on that Victoria Fuller story today, I wouldn't have reported it because I would have said, I appreciate you coming to me, but I can't run with this without any sort of receipts or evidence or having you put your name behind it. That was the last story I did like that. So, unfortunately, it wouldn't happen today, but because I didn't provide receipts doesn't mean it wasn't true. So I don't know what to tell you there, but that was 2.5 years ago. I haven't brought up Victoria on my site in years. There was no reason to. So take it from there. Anyway, September 15th, I get a DM saying they had broken up. I was like, okay, I'm just, all right. I don't know what to do with this because I can't run with this for the two reasons that I just mentioned. And we're talking about an engaged couple. We know that Johnny and Victoria got engaged at the end of Paradise. So to throw out there, oh, I heard they broke up. That's a pretty big claim to make without having concrete, solid confirmation, which I didn't. Just somebody told me. If I ran with something that somebody told me all the time, I'd be putting stuff out every day. You know, I know you guys want the tea and you love when you get the tea, but I'm not Demois. I'm not TikTok gossip mongers that just throw everything out there that they hear in hopes that something sticks. I don't do that anymore. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this, but just because I don't put stuff out there doesn't mean I'm not hearing rumblings constantly about things. I'm only going to put out there, though, what I believe to be true and if I can support it with some sort of evidence. I was told September 15th that Johnny and Victoria had broken up, but I had nothing to go off of, so I just kept going with, hell, even if I would have said post-September 15th, when someone asked me, hey, are the couple still together that got engaged at the end of Paradise? If I would have said, yeah, I know Brandon and Serena are, hearing some things about Johnny and Victoria, I can't even say that because that immediately also turns into, oh, he's already hearing things that must mean they're broken up or there's trouble in Paradise or whatever. So I couldn't even say that. And so I just kept with, yeah, I'm hearing they're engaged. Even though behind the scenes, yeah, I had heard that they were broken up, but I'm not going to say that. I'm not even going to say I'm hearing rumblings that they things might be bad. Because I'm hearing rumblings turns into factual reality CBS reporting they've broken up. So I didn't. Now, a couple weeks ago, I had heard rumors. Once again, rumors I could not prove to be true because I didn't see the text messages. But I heard rumors that Victoria Fuller and Greg Rippo were talking slash whatever. And I was like, well, that's interesting. Why would she possibly be talking to Greg Rippo if she's engaged to Johnny? Then I remembered the story from September 15th. I'm like, okay, well, maybe there is something to the fact that her and Johnny broke up a while ago, and she's now talking to, seeing, dating, hooking up with, I don't know the details, but I had heard rumblings of Victoria Fuller and Greg Rippo. Now, take it to this past weekend. This TikToker comes out. Dave Neal says he's got sources that say that he had heard that Victoria cheated on Johnny twice, and she's with Greg, and whether or not the picture and the video is of them, nobody really knows. So that's kind of where we're at. For me, if you ask me now, the one thing I'm pretty sure about, in fact, I'm almost dead positive, is Victoria and Johnny are not together. They have broken up. And they broke up a while ago, like over a month ago. So in terms of what I heard September 15th, seems to be true. The second thing is, which is what Dave ran with, was that she cheated on Johnny twice with Greg. That I do not know. I don't know if that's to be true. Dave wants to stand behind it from his sources. He has every right to stand behind it from his sources. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying I don't know. And the third thing is the picture from Italy this past weekend. I'm not convinced that that is Victoria. I'm not convinced that is Greg. But it doesn't mean it isn't. I saw the picture. I'm like, could it be? Yeah. Could it not be? Yeah. But I don't think whether or not it is them. If we find out that wasn't Greg and Victoria in Italy, that doesn't mean the first two things aren't true, which is Victoria and Johnny are done. And Victoria and Greg have something going on. Talking, dating, hooking up, whatever. Did she cheat on Johnny with Greg? I don't know. That is Dave's story, and Dave is sticking behind his sources. Dave doesn't break stories. He has told me this. He has said it numerous times on his YouTube channel. So I mean, we'll eventually see, but next Friday, November 4th, is when they're taping the Bachelor in Paradise reunion, so we're going to know soon enough. I mean, if you all can hold out, 11 days, we're going to know, because we're going to find out what happens at that taping, I'm sure. But that's the latest. I think the most solid thing you can run with is Victoria and Johnny are definitely broken up. And I think there's a lot of signs that point to Victoria and Greg have something going on. Whether or not that was the result, whether or not that was the reason for the breakup with Johnny, I don't know that. But I did hear rumblings 2 weeks ago that they were in contact, and it perked my ears a little bit. And then when this whole thing broke this weekend, and Dave talked to his sources, and they said, "Oh no, she cheated on him with Greg." She cheated on Johnny with Greg. It's like, okay. That I don't know. But, I mean, put it this way. If there's solid confirmation that is them in Italy, well, then sure. Then clearly they're together. And she has moved on from Johnny. It seems a little savage. Like, it's one thing to break up with Johnny and go your separate ways and start dating someone else. There's nothing wrong with that. But it seems a little savage that you would do that. I mean, to do it on the down low and keep it away from everybody, sure. But to get on a plane and go to a romantic getaway in Italy with a guy from Bachelor Nation within a month of your breakup, seems a little savage. But this is Victoria Fuller we're talking about. I mean, it'd be fascinating to find out who really is in that picture, because we don't know. The person who's there says it's Victoria Fuller and Greg Grippo, but we don't know who this person is. We don't know if this person saw them, how close up they saw them, but the person, that Anna Christine girl, according to Dave, who told me, is saying that, yeah, it's Victoria and Greg. So that's what you have to go off about the Italy thing. But regardless of the Italy thing, if it ends up not being them, that doesn't mean the first two are wrong. I'm telling you, it is pretty much confirmed now. Victoria and Johnny are no longer together. And they haven't been for at least a month. And we're looking at, is she with Greg? Is she talking to Greg? Is something going on between them? And the scales are tipping more towards yes. There's something going on there. Whether it had anything to do with the breakup, we don't know. You know, one thing about it is Victoria can't address this. It's not like she can get online and say, no, that's not true, or no, I wasn't in Italy this weekend, because then she's talking about something that could ultimately affect the outcome of Paradise that people don't know the answer to yet, that are unspoiled. So it's not like she can even address any of this. So at the worst, we have to wait 11 days, because it's going to get out at the taping of the Bachelor in Paradise taping. We're going to know that Victoria and Johnny broke up. They'll probably talk about why. Maybe Greg's going to be part of that taping. I have no idea. But there's definitely something happening with Johnny. I keep saying Johnny. With Victoria and Greg. The fact that I heard rumblings 2 weeks ago and then Dave got it confirmed from sources that I believe he trusts, there's something there. But we can't sit here and say the extent of it. Are they sleeping together? Are they dating? Are they just texting? Are they just talking? Like, we don't know any of that. And you can't know any of that unless you literally saw them hooking up or a text message exchange between them, you know? And you just can't in this day and age. How am I supposed to know that? But there's something there based on who I heard it from. And, you know, Dave's source pretty much confirmed the same thing. So it's like, yeah, well, there's smoke, there's fire. There's definitely something happening there. All right, I want to move on to the Bachelor filming. this was really interesting. So over the week, what day was it? Friday or Thursday? Yeah, Thursday, in the column in the podcast, I confirmed that they were in Sweden for episode number 6. But on Saturday, Zach had a one-on-one date with Charity Lawson, and they were in the capital of Estonia, Tallinn. Is that how you pronounce it, Tallinn? That's what I'm going to go with. Tallinn. So then it turned to, well, I guess they're in Estonia for episode number 6. However, here's what I can tell you. The reason why I said on Wednesday, hey, I have a location, I'm just waiting to get it confirmed, and then the next day on Thursday I confirmed they were in Sweden, is because somebody was on a flight from London to Sweden with Zach on Wednesday. And this was confirmed based on the information they gave me. So, of course, the next day I ran with, hey, they're in Sweden. Then the date is in Estonia on Saturday, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe Sweden wasn't the final destination of that trip. But this person came back to me and said, it's possible this is just a day date, because he told me that a flight from Sweden to Estonia is only about an hour. So the bottom line is, episode 6 might be filming in Sweden. The whole episode is Sweden, except they had one date that went to Estonia for the day. So we don't really know yet. I don't really know yet where it was filmed. I just assumed on Saturday it was Estonia because that's where the one-on-one was. But when I find out it's only an hour flight, I'm like, okay, well, it's possible they're still staying in Sweden and filming the other dates there and having the rose ceremony there. And Charity Lawson just got a one-on-one in Estonia, and they went out for the day. It would seem weird only because if, you know, these cities and these countries do everything on trade. They're saying, we want a two-hour feature of our country in an episode. Well, if Sweden's going to do a trade and say and you know, house the whole cast and all that, why would they give up one of the dates to go to another country? So that's the question I have. But then the flip side of that is, somebody told me there's not much to do in Estonia and how they would do three dates and a rose ceremony in Estonia. So I don't know. It's very possible that Saturday was just a day date and episode 6 actually is in Sweden. So we'll find out soon enough. But that's where we're at with that. In terms of the women left, obviously, I have those numbers. I have everybody who's left in the eliminations. However, it was sent to me. I guess there's some chart going around of everybody who's left with X's out of people who have been eliminated, and who doesn't have an X on their face is still there. It's just like, I saw this chart and I'm like, wrong, wrong, wrong. So I if you see this chart going around, I don't know where it came from. Someone just sent it to me. They sent me this chart and I'm like, yeah, that's wrong. So be careful of floating charts out there about who's left and who isn't. All right, pop culture. What was the biggest pop culture story of the weekend? Clearly, it was the release of Taylor Swift's Midnights album. I've listened to it. I've listened to it a few times. Not every single song. I haven't done it 1 to 20 on repeat. And what was the point of that? What was the point of releasing 13 songs at midnight and then 3 hours later give us another 7? I know Taylor likes to be creative with her releases, but just release the whole album at midnight. I mean, 3 hours later? Like, was that necessary? Anyway. If you're asking me what my favorite Midnights song is, which quite a few of you did in my DMs, because you know I'm a Taylor Swift fan, I don't know yet. I haven't listened to them on repeat enough to know all of the different songs. Just ones off the top of my head that kind of jumped out to me the first or second time I heard them were Antihero, Labyrinth, Karma, Paris, Question, and Would Have, Could Have, Should Have, and I guess Vigilante Shit. Boy, Taylor really likes using the word fuck now, doesn't she? My gosh. She was really excited to throw that in there 2 or 3 times in that one song. I think it was in it. Is it in it? Antihero? She says it a lot in one of the songs. I'm just like, whoa, adult Taylor. Here we go. But yeah, really good album. But I haven't picked out a song yet that is going like the song. I do like Paris, though. But if you ask me, my top 5 would be very hard. I need to listen more. But right now, I'd probably say Paris. But I haven't listened to the other ones enough. And we're going to wrap it up with this. The Phillies and Astros are now your World Series participants. And like I said, baseball is such a strange game, especially when you get to the postseason. The Phillies were the sixth seed. If we were under last year's playoff format, the Phillies wouldn't even have made the playoffs this year. And now they're 8-2 in the playoffs. They're on fire. If you tell me, you know, who's going to win between the Phillies and Astros, I don't know. If I knew who was going to win, I'd be a millionaire. You know, like, I don't know who's going to win. The Phillies are the hot team. The Astros have been the hottest team all season outside of the Dodgers. But just because they're hot and they've been playing well in the playoffs, the Phillies are riding a high. You just never know. Looks to be a good series. I'd be surprised if it was a 4 or 5-game series. I think this goes at least 6 or 7. But you could say, like, well, Astros have home field advantage and they have the better pitching. It doesn't matter. The Phillies are on fire. They're riding one of those streaks. They're the wild card. They went 2-0 in the wild card series. They beat the Braves 3 out of 4, and they beat the Padres 4 out of 5. So 2 wins, 3 wins, 4 wins, 2, 3, 4. Oh, they're 9-2. Sorry, they're 9-2 in the playoffs. And the Astros, I mean, they went, what, sweep and 4 games to 1? They're 8-1. I mean, these are the two hottest teams in the playoffs. So should be an interesting matchup. As for college football, you know, my pick on Friday, Kansas State, looked pretty good when they were up 28-10 with 8 minutes left in the second quarter. And that was after their starting quarterback went out literally on the first series. So you can't say, oh, their starting quarterback went out. No, because their backup got them the 28-10 lead. But when a team is up 28-10 and they're a 3.5-point dog, even though it's 8 minutes left in the second quarter, you still feel pretty good about yourself. Because if they score one more touchdown, that means TCU has to put up 39 points. K-State got shut out the rest of the game. Like, when they're up 28-10 and marching up and down the field, you don't think that from the 8-minute mark of the second quarter till the end of the game, they're never going to score again. But that's exactly what happened, and they lost 38-28. Tough loss for K-State. What did I tell you about Ohio State? My gosh, 54-10, and the one touchdown that Iowa got was a 6-yard fumble return for a touchdown. It's literally one of the worst offenses you'll ever see. And I know that Kirk Ferentz signed a contract extension in the offseason, but my gosh, Iowa fans, you got to let him go. It's the game has passed him by. This isn't 1985 Big Ten football. You can't win handing off the ball on first and second down, and you can't win when you don't have a quarterback that can't complete a pass for more than 10 yards. It was just embarrassing. That game was 54-10. It should have been 80-10. Because the first 5 times Ohio State was in the red zone, they ended up kicking 4 field goals. Like, it was way, they lost 54-10, and it was way worse than that. So, and gee, you think Brian Ferentz has the offensive coordinator job at Iowa because his dad's the coach? No. Sure, he got it all on merit. My gosh, they are the worst team to watch in college football. They rank at the bottom of everything. And holy shit, you got to get, I know a lot of Iowa fans love Kirk Ferentz and he's been around forever and he's the older guy that you all love. I'm sorry. It's like, what do you want to be? If you want to be a 7-5, 8-4 team every year that goes to a mid-level bowl, then Kirk's your guy. With the occasional every 5 or 6 years, he's going to throw in a 10-2 season and maybe get you to a better bowl. But for the main part of his coaching, it's a bunch of 7-5, 8-4, 9-3s. And if that's what you want to be, then keep him around until he croaks. But I'm guessing you guys want to compete for national championships, or at least compete on a bigger stage. And it's just not happening with that offense. You can't just, I know they've got a good defense, but that great defense did it against bad teams. That great defense gave up 54 points on Saturday and probably should have given up more. You know, so sorry, Iowa fans. It's your reality now, but I think it's time to move on from Kirk, even though you gave him the extension. Either you got to kind of convince him to step down or just pay his buyout, because it's not happening with him. So thank you very much for all tuning in. These next few days, I'm sure we're going to hear more stuff in regards to this. Maybe something will come out, a picture, a front-facing picture of whoever those two people are in Rome, Italy. But like I said, whether or not it's Victoria and Greg, it's definitely not Victoria and Johnny, because they are no longer together. So whether or not it's Victoria and Greg, maybe we'll find out, maybe we won't. But there is something happening with Victoria and Greg. And if someone tries to tell you, oh, they're just friends or whatever, I don't know if I would buy that. And like I said, this is something that, you know, I heard a couple weeks ago when Dave reported this weekend that that was the reason behind the breakup of Victoria and Johnny. He says he's got good sources on it. And, you know, that's his story. And we'll see if he's right. And, you know, I hope he is, just for the sake of him being correct. We, like I said, we exchanged a lot of messages this weekend and we compared notes to things, and there are a lot of things that are adding up. So we will see what happens. If we don't find out anytime before November 4th, we'll all know on November 4th when they tape the Bachelor in Paradise reunion. So thank you all for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And we will talk to you tomorrow. See you.